Hello, my name is Catherine Sinclair. I'm a senior English major from Abilene, Texas, and this podcast is a reflection on the work I did under a research grant from the ACU Honors College. I did my research under Dr. Jason Morris, an assistant professor of higher education at Abilene Christian University. He is currently co-authoring a guidebook for Chinese international students who are interested in applying to top-ranked schools in the United States. The book will be published by Peterson's Publishing, a leading producer of educational resource material in the United States. It is slated to be released in August of 2011. Dr. Morris required me to edit his chapters and to write two of my own. The editing was the easiest part of my assistantship. I am an English major, and therefore destined to be obsessed with proper editing techniques. I spent about 10 to 15 hours editing Dr. Morris's chapters. I checked his grammar and made sure that his sentence structure would be easily readable by someone whose first language is not English. My first chapter assignment was a chapter called Preparing for the Global Job Market, Optional Practice Training, or OPT, and Some Great Experience-Based Opportunities You Should Know About. It began with a few paragraphs on optional practice training, which is an option allotted to international students with an F1 student visa. After their educational experience at a four-year institution, international students can take a year to work in a professional setting. These students also have the option to extend their OTP for an additional 17 months if their field is related to science, technology, engineering, or math. The chapter goes on to list information from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service, or USCIS, website, and internationalstudent.com, including the forms that must be filled out and the steps that must be taken to start an OPT year. My primary sources for the information on internship opportunities were the Vault Guide to Top Internships and its companion website. My chapter directs the students to these resources, along with the list of over 25 internships that I supply below. I give general information on each company, its main locations, its pay and benefits, its general eligibility requirements, its application process and deadlines, and its contact information, including physical addresses, phone numbers, websites, and email addresses. Here is an example of one of the internship opportunities I found in the Vault Guide and researched and rewrote for my own use. Apple Incorporated. Information. General. Founded in 1976 by Steve Jobs and Stephen Wozniak, and with the mission to make affordable, innovative computers for home and office use, Apple ignited the personal computer revolution in the 1970s and completely changed the way common people interacted with the internet and digital files. Today, Apple is still an innovator, creating computers, music players, and phones that are used all over the world in home and office life. Location: Cupertino, California. Benefits: Pay, competitive compensation. Other: competitive benefits. General eligibility requirements: open to college freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors, as well as graduate and international students. Students must be working toward a BS, BA, MA, MS, MBA, or PhD. Application process: apply online at the website below. Deadline: rolling. For more information, address: Apple Incorporated, 1 Infinite Loop, 84-3 CE, Cupertino, California, 95014. Website: www.apple.com/jobs/us/corporate.html. All of the other internships were written up in a similar way. Some had fax numbers as well as phone numbers and multiple email addresses or website links. I checked every link online to make sure that it still worked and then double-checked the application process. Any part of the book that was out of date or confusing would be incredibly detrimental to the Chinese students who A. spoke English as their second language and B. did not have a terribly good grasp of American job hunting customs. I did my best to make sure that this chapter was as clear and useful as possible to those students. The other chapter I was in charge of was a glossary of terms common to the college experience. I searched about 5 different college websites, pulled their glossaries, and combined all of the terms into a single Word document. Then I deleted all of the terms I thought unnecessary, such as any on federal financial aid, since that would only confuse an international student, as federal funding wouldn't apply to them anyway. After that, I rewrote all of the definitions, using the definitions I had gotten from the other websites as examples, and including my own knowledge of college life. Here are a few examples of the definitions I wrote out. Note that these make up only about 10% of the definitions I created. ACT. A college entrance exam that is administered by the American College Testing Corporation. It is one of the most common college entrance exams and consists of four sections: math, science, English, and reading, as well as an optional writing assessment. Students can make a score from a low of 1 to a high of 36. Most colleges accept scores from either the ACT or SAT. Course load. The number of course credit hours a student can take each semester. A full-time student takes 12 credit hours minimum. The average course load per semester is 16 credit hours. Most institutions will not let a student take much more without special permission. Credit hour. The credit given for attending one lecture hour of class each week for 15 weeks or equivalent. Most college classes are 3 credit hours, which means that their total meeting time for a week is 3 hours. A lecture course takes 3 hours per week, and a lab course, which is usually a 1-hour credit, takes an additional 3 hours per week. Elective. Courses that are taken in addition to the core requirements of a program. Students choose electives based on a list specified by their program or in other approved areas of interest. Electives must have a course number of 100 or higher to count toward graduation. Hold. Students who owe fees or fail to return materials to the institution will have a financial hold, or encumbrance, placed on their record. The hold must be resolved before a student is permitted to register for further classes. Students should see an advisor or financial aid counselor if a hold is placed on their account. Honors Program. A program that offers a more enriching educational experience. Classes in the Honors Program of a college or university often include smaller class size, custom-designed courses, mentoring, enriched individualized learning, hands-on research, and publishing opportunities. Honors programs at large schools are a great opportunity for students to receive an Ivy League-like education at a reduced cost. International Student Loan. International students studying at an approved school in the United States can apply for a loan for up to the total cost of their education, minus any other aid received. All international students must have a U.S. citizen or permanent resident as a cosigner on the loan. The cosigner must have lived in the United States for the past 2 years and have good credit. Withdrawal. When a student drops a class after the drop period, see above, and before the last one-third of the class. Students who do this receive a W in that course on their transcript, but will not receive a refund. Each of these definitions works with the other. I tried my best to give similar definitions, similar syntax, to tie them together in the student's mind. I also applied a bit of my indexing skills to the glossary. For instance, a hold was also known as an encumbrance in several of the glossaries I examined. In case an international student ever came upon that word, I included the word encumbrance in its proper place in the glossary and added the words see hold directly after it. The glossary only included absolutely necessary information, as I was only given about 4 to 5 pages of space. Before I began culling entries, my glossary was twice as long. I never realized that there were so many education-related words that I had learned over the years. I'm glad that I was able to apply that knowledge to this glossary to further the knowledge of Chinese international students who are making the plunge into the American university system. My work with Dr. Morris taught me quite a bit about educational research and the legal ramifications of taking a great deal of information from another source. Dr. Morris and I made sure to cite our sources properly and to not take any information word for word from another source. Dr. Morris and I point our readers to the sources we have looked at for additional information. This sort of marketing for the websites and books we have used is typical of the books Dr. Morris has written before and helps him to be able to use their information without legal ramifications. I enjoyed working on this project with Dr. Morris and hope that my contribution to his book will help his Chinese international student readers to get into excellent American colleges and receive American internships that will increase their value to any employer around the world. Thank you, ACU Honors College, for giving me this grant so that I was able to work for Dr. Morris and complete this assignment.